This is Mandy Lee, and you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this week, I generally don't like to go after low-hanging fruit. As someone that has been kicked in the testicles many times. But you know what? All hatred deserves a voice. So joining us this week to talk about his hatred is co-host of the Ad Hominem Attack Show and 87 failed open mics in Cleveland, Mr. Ryan DiPerno. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you fellas doing?
Very well.
Fantastic.
So, Ryan, tell us why you hate Glenn Beck.
Well, let me count the ways why I hate Glenn Beck. Primarily, I hate Glenn Beck because Glenn Beck, despite all of his recent failures as a business person and a brand, and media mogul, still fancies himself literally to be a prophet ordained by Mormon Jesus to warn people about the coming apocalypse. And he also fancies himself to be a very intelligent man when he's just a pile of
human garbage.
I was going more of like, you know, when you crack open one of those tubes of crescent rolled dough.
Yeah,
it's like that, but if it was Mormon.
I mean, you throw that in an oven and you got good eats.
It's true.
I mean, Glenn Beck, I mean, he may be failed in a lot of things. He is worth $90 million fucking dollars.
Yes,
though.
That makes me very depressed.
Yeah, it sucks. And he's a Mormon.
He's an adult convert to Mormonism.
Yeah, and when I was doing my research last night when we were talking about it, I saw that he was raised Roman Catholic.
Yes.
And converted to Mormonism, which right there, you're fucking retarded.
Yeah, it's like for people who aren't cool enough to go to Scientology. Like, let's go a
who
decade.
Aren't liberal yeah. enough to go exactly. to Scientology. Yes.
Let's go a century back and like go up with that fake religion. I mean, I guess they're all fake, but yeah. You know.
Agreed.
That is one way to look at it. Another way to look at it is he found the whitest religion.
That's true. He did find the whitest religion.
He's like, I'm not comfortable. I'm a conservative voice. And as a conservative voice, I should be around as many white people as humanly possible. And what better place than the Jesus Christ Church of Latter-day Saints?
I believe the Mormon Church did not allow black people to become priests until the 80s, the early 80s.
I don't think
80s.
They were allowed into the church until like the 70s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they their little faith, if I'm not mistaken, you can correct me if I'm wrong at thehateflow@gmail.com. But aren't they mud people?
For lack of a better term, yes, I believe so.
There's some sort of interplanetary thing happening there where, you know, they were raised out of the mud. And, you know, it's a way to justify your racism.
It's like evolution light.
I believe the, I saw this video and one time, I asked Squire if like a lot of this was true, because Bill Squire.
Your go-to source for Mormonism.
Yes, he was raised Mormon, and it is true. Apparently, like, the Mormon creation, and listen, it's not, my problem with Glenn Beck is not that he's Mormon. People believe stupid shit, okay? I'm just saying, it's just the white sprinkles. I was going to say chocolate colored. The vanilla sprinkles on the shit sundae of Glenn Beck is that he's a Mormon convert. But anyways, Mormonism, I believe their original creation story is when God and Lucifer got into their problem, the people on their home planet, which wasn't Earth, a third of them went with God and they became angels in like their interplanetary war. A third became went with Satan and became demons. And then the other third that remained neutral became mud people and was what was responsible for all of the dark people in Earth. And their punishment was to go inhabit Earth. And I believe that that's where Joseph Smith talked into a hat. And he said that Jesus came to the Americas, yada, yada, yada. It's all bullshit.
Is there any reference to like peyote or magic mushrooms in their religion?
The only substance that Joseph Smith, I believe, was on was that sweet, sweet 12-year-old poontang that he was taking willy-nilly.
It does seem like a lot of religions are founded on the basis of justifying their pedophilia.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. All of them, pretty much.
Right? Yeah. So we have Glenn Beck, as an adult, decides that Space Jesus is the way to go.
I love you, Space Jesus.
So that's that makes him hateable. But where were you first exposed to Glenn Beck?
I was first exposed to Glenn Beck, I believe, pre-9/11, when I would go over to my grandpa's house in the summer and help him do stuff. And it was not... He was syndicated back in, like, 99, 2000, yeah, somewhere around then. He wasn't as, like, reactionary as he was there. And I don't remember anything that he said. Like, I just recall him being a person. And then that went away, at least in Cleveland, like, his syndication for a while. And then came the election of the black guy. And he came back just guns a-blazing to...
Didn't he call Obama a racist?
Yes, he called Barack Obama Barack Obama is a racist with a deep-seated hatred towards white people, I believe is the quote.
And that wouldn't be founded at all.
No.
Not even a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And so that is how... I just remember at the time, like, I used to give a shit about politics more than I do now because I was young at one time and didn't...
You impressionable. The impressionable Ryan DiPerna.
And I didn't have to pay taxes to the goddamn government. But I remember around when Obama got elected is when he, you know, was big again on Fox News. And it's like, I remember that.
Yeah, I remember him getting big. Like, I remember hearing his name more frequently.
Yeah, that chubby baby-looking motherfucker. That's the other thing, too. Like, his face is just so goddamn punchable.
He's like the poster boy for fucking conservative, like, media. Like, he's that... Like, I just look at him and, like, I want to punch you in the fucking face.
Absolutely. Well, at some point... So that happened, 2008. And, like, he had a readily available audience to, you know, get money from. And that goes on for a couple years. He wears out his welcome at Fox News. And then he does this transformation where I believe at that time when he came back to prominence, it's like, well, here's what I can do. I can just, like, sell this fear towards, you know, President Darkey. And people will buy my survival seeds and my my useless gold coins. That's the other thing, too. That was a famous... He's famous for, like, Gold Line, right? Like, that's his sponsor. Gold right. Line, gold coin. Diversify your investments, blah, blah, blah. A cursory Google search will tell you that investing in gold, like the way that Gold Line sells it, they sell coins. Gold coins, their value is in their intrinsic value and how they look and stuff, and they are traded. That's not how gold is, like, sold on the stock market. That's sold in bullion. That's not how you invest your money. So anybody that's stupid enough to do that is already a dumb fuck. But, like, I imagine there's a lot of, like, old people that he preys upon.
I used to actually sell gold coins for the World Reserve Monetary Exchange. It was those, you'd get the ad in the paper every couple of months and see, oh, these new collectible coins are being made available by the U.S. government for a limited time.
Yep.
Call in now and order rolls and rolls and rolls of it.
Yeah.
And
they're worth less than what you fucking pay for
them. Yeah. You're, but they're trying to upsell you on buy your big rolls of coins, and here's a safe to go with it. Like, that's where they made their money.
Is that made out of gold?
That would be really cool.
Right? Yeah,
but the general people that it was appealing to with sales like that were old people, and for some reason, celebrities, because I remember a couple of celebrity orders that I got, and I was very surprised.
Like, Big Chuck.
Yeah, Big Chuck has got to be big into the gold coins.
Oh, I would imagine.
Now, if you're not familiar with Big Chuck, local Cleveland
institution.
Yeah.
He's had shows with two different famous Clevelanders, Big Chuck and Houlihan, and then the more famous Big Chuck and Little John.
Yep. Not to be confused with, okay, not that Little John. We're talking about a bald midget from Cleveland.
And we're not saying midget in the pejorative. No, he is a little person.
Okay, he's a dwarf, he's a midget, whatever.
I don't think he's a dwarf. I think he has normal-sized appendages.
Oh, yeah. And one slightly above normal-sized appendage.
Is this one
his
of the...
forehead?
It's his pinky toe.
Yeah, his pinky toe. But so Glenn Beck appeals to the people that are terrified that all of their investments will become worthless, and you have to invest in this thing that's been around for hundreds of years, but it's being packaged wrong.
Sure.
But also panders to people who are terrified of black people.
Absolutely. Oh, for sure. Absolutely. That's his main appeal. However, okay, so anyway, so that he gets kicked off Fox News, right? And he, at that time, like, his whole shtick was, like, yeah, I don't really, he couldn't possibly believe half the shit that he says, but, like, he says it in a bombastic way. I get it, you know? Like, everybody's got to eat. Maybe not to the tune of $100 million, but everybody's got to eat. I'm not going to bridge a credit for that. So then he creates his own media company.
Yeah.
Right? The Blaze.
Mm-hmm.
It initially is pretty successful. They have like 80 million somewhere in there, like unique visitors per month, like an astronomical number of something. Like, I don't know how that shit is measured. From what I read, I guess that's a lot of people.
It is.
Okay. So along the way, sometime before his business starts failing, and probably why his business starts failing, is because he starts to believe his own bullshit, right? Like, he literally, like, no joking.
He wrote books about it.
Right. That he, like, he is ordained. He, like, speaks to God, and God tells him that he is here on earth to warn about impending doom. Now, what impending doom? He never really specifies. But you know what? The world's a big place, and a lot of shitty things are happening at any given time. So anytime something happens, he's like, well, I predicted it. I told it. God came to me in a dream, and I fucking said it. And it drives me so goddamn crazy that, like, even though his character and his profile is diminished, he was just on Meet the Press, like, last week, 2 weeks ago or something like that. And it's like, motherfucker, this guy fucking says that, like, Jesus whispers in his ear.
And you're putting him on television.
Yeah, so you have, because of his large audience, you have to take him seriously, and that's infuriating.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
So, but I mean, honestly, Glenn Beck has very little impact in my life because I'm a crazy person and I'm not going to listen to shit that makes me mad.
Sure.
So what keeps you going back?
I don't know that question. I guess how ridiculous of a human being he is. Really.
That's kind of what I said last night when we talked. I agree with that. It's like Rush Limbaugh. Like, I was forced to listen to Rush Limbaugh for a year or two.
Sure.
Every day.
Yeah.
And it's just like, at some point, like, you don't like it, but you're just like, all right, what the fuck is this dude going to say next?
Yeah.
I get that. Yeah. I get that aspect of it.
So he's like a Jesus-y shock jock in that.
He's exactly a Jesus-y shock jock. He started out as being a shock jock.
Yeah, he was a morning zoo radio shit in Kentucky that he got kicked, like, fired from.
Right. Several places. I believe you can Google, like, his radio. Ha-ha! The Glenn Beck in the Morning. There's like a little model airplane.
You know, it was called, I think it was Captain Beck and the A-Team was the name. Like, fuck you, dude.
Captain Beck.
Yeah, right.
He's the worst. I also read it. Well, I didn't read it. I'm not going to lie, radio listeners. I flipped through it at a bookstore. Somebody did like write a biography about him. It was called Tears of a Clown. I think it was by Dana Milbank. He's a reporter for the Washington Post. And it was right at the height of his Fox News thing. He has this whole narrative where he's like a recovering alcoholic right. and drug addict, and then he found the light and blah, blah, blah. And they went back, and he's from a small town in Seattle.
Yeah.
And they interviewed like his high school classmates. He said he was like addicted to cocaine from the time he was 16 on or whatever.
Okay.
And they went back and talked to his classmates. They're like, nah, that dude was a fucking nerd. Like, nobody liked him, and he never did drugs. He's like a fucking teetotaler, man. Like, he was never fucking...
He's a fake drug addict?
Oh,
that sucks.
Yeah, that's like his part
That was like the only thing that was like endearing.
No, he's absolutely not. Like, I don't know that for a fact, other than that's what they implied in the book. But you know what? If this ever gets back to Glenn Beck, fuck you. Sue me, Glenn Beck. You're a fucking fake drug addict. I hope you die.
I have no respect for fake drug addicts, man.
No, absolutely not.
Why do you want that narrative to be a part of your life? Because you have to have some redeeming quality.
Yes, because it's a exactly.
Well, this is my favorite thing when he was on during his time at Y95. Cultivated a rivalry. I'm sure it's the same thing as like Maxwell and Rover back in the day.
This is horrific.
And through practical jokes and publicity stunts, Beck drew criticism from the staff at Y95 when the rivalry culminated in Beck telephoning the guy's wife from the other show and mocking her on air for a recent miscarriage.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Jeremy's like, okay, fuck Glenn Beck.
Yep.
So. An on-air rivalry escalates to the point of calling the guy's wife and making fun of her for a miscarriage, and this guy still has a job.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Donald Trump's still running for president.
That's true. I mean, it's a bad example, right? Yeah. I mean, you can be a fucking nominee for a major party if you, like, stick, you know, a digit in places where it shouldn't be.
That's the interesting thing about Glenn Beck, though, is he's a never-Trump guy.
By design, I believe. Because Trump is the, like, the boiled down id of, like, the entire fucking movement that Glenn Beck himself is responsible for. The whole Tea Party horseshit. Like, every single, like, on paper, everything that Donald Trump is and says should appeal to everything that Glenn Beck represents. It's ridiculous. And the only reason why it doesn't is because I think he found somebody that was a bigger narcissist than him.
That's why I don't like him?
I believe that's why they don't
like him. I feel like I've encountered that myself before.
So he doesn't like Trump because Trump is like another like hugely successful person that believes his own hype, and he recognizes that and can't cotton to it.
Absolutely. I think that the other thing that bothers me about Glenn Beck is, like, listen, ostensibly, he's probably a bright guy. He's bright enough where, you know, he could cultivate this whole brand. And, like, he's $100 million richer than
I am. Hitler got a whole country to follow him.
Exactly. But to the extent that he's, like, a smart guy, like, he's a fucking dolt. And, like, people that's fine. I love dolts. I'm a dolt. I come from a family of dolts, you know? Like, fucking, I don't give a shit. But when you pretend that you know stuff, like you're a genius, and you're really just like a weak-chinned, sweater vest-wearing, you know, faggot.
You got
I don't
Glenn
know.
Beck,
I couldn't come up with a better adjective.
You got Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, Don Imus.
Don Imus, yeah.
We got on the subject last night of Mike Trevisano. What I mean?
Yeah.
Fuck Mike Trevisano.
I hate Mike Trevisano. I hate radio. Radio guys are the fucking worst people on earth. I don't understand why every radio guy...
I like Alan Cox.
Alan Cox is fine.
Yeah.
But Alan Cox doesn't, like... I don't know. Like, he's decently funny, and like they have interesting conversations,
yeah,
and like they're not like a douchebag.
Mike Trevisano is a douchebag.
Yes, absolutely. The majority, 99.999% of radio dudes all think they have a fucking 16-foot cock, and it's like, dude, it's 2016 and you're on the motherfucking terrestrial radio, okay?
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself with a concrete 2-liter.
Is Beck even on terrestrial radio
anymore? Yeah, WTAM every morning from 10 to 12.
You know who else is on there?
Mike Trevisano. They actually cut out the first hour of Glenn Beck's show so Mike Trevisano can do his like panel thing with fucking The Spew.
The Spew.
Which used to be with Bob France, another local enemy of mine that I fucking hate.
I haven't heard that name in so fucking long, dude. Yeah, I haven't heard that name in a minute.
Oh, fucking hate Bob France. Yeah. One time I saw Bob France in, you know, that parking garage that's like to the Indian Stadium or whatever next to it?
Yeah.
My dad had tickets, like, then they gave him a parking pass. So we were driving to find a spot. And I know what he looks like because I'm obsessed with, like, how bad he is. And he was walking down. He did the post game show after, like, around that time. And, like, we're driving, you know, he's riding the brake, my dad. And I roll down the window in the back seat and I recognize him. I go, Bob France. And he turns his head and I go, fuck you. And I roll up the window. My dad's like, why'd you do that? Why'd you do that?
Dude, the look on your face and just retelling that story was so earnest that I wish people could see that.
Oh, yeah. I fucking hate that guy.
Fuck you.
I just hate how there's a whole, that's all the radio is. It's an industry of fucking hateful, like,
spiteful,
non-intelligent, fucking douchebags that have a platform and then all of a sudden
and they're all ugly.
Yes, exactly. And they think that they're fucking important and it drives me up a fucking wall.
Well, that's middle that's their fan base is what makes them important, you know.
So I think we've delved to the source of this that you just hate all radio guys.
Mostly.
So what makes Glenn Beck the king of this besides the fact that he's like a crazed doomsayer that believes his own hype? What gets him to a point where Rush Limbaugh hasn't even reached?
Because I think that, because like I said, I think that Rush Limbaugh doesn't actually believe what he says. It's like a game for Rush Limbaugh. And Rush Limbaugh's like, you know, like Rush Limbaugh's like the Beatles of fucking like that hateful. Right, you can only, like, no matter what you think about the Beatles, like, yeah, they're the Beatles. It. Yeah, they're the Beatles, you know what I mean?
So that Glenn would make Beck, Mike Trevisano, Michael Stanley.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's a great analogy. That is.
That's the best analogy that I can come up with. Yeah. I was going to say, Glenn Beck is like the bad company of bad right-wing radio. That's why I fucking hate him real, real much.
He's like, he's the Journey.
Oh, ugh.
Yeah. So what makes, so, you know, you've got this this terrible, terrible audience that hangs on his every word. Are they to blame or have they all been fooled?
That's a good question. I think it's probably 60-40 them to be blamed. Because anybody can fucking Google shit,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But like,
we live in that age.
Yeah. I keep...
Most people listening to Glenn Beck probably can't Google, though.
That's true. The computing machine is probably not too kind
they
to
still,
Ethel.
They still go on Fridays to see moving pictures.
A talkie! I keep trying to think of what I was going to say about Glenn Beck. There is a reason why, in particular.
Why he's in the forefront?
Yeah, it's, I came here, I was, like, driving here, I was like, all right, now you got to, like, break. Oh, yes, that's right. The reason I think I hate him more than anything else is because he's such a fucking goober, man. Like, he is the biggest fucking, like, just dork.
Like, he was the one who got spanked a lot at, like, the not sorority, what do they call it for dudes? Fraternity?
Yeah.
Like, he's the one who got his ass kicked all the time.
Oh, absolutely. I used to do this thing on Facebook for probably, like, a year. Like, every week, I would just go to, like, Glenn Beck's Facebook page and then find just, like, pictures that he would randomly post of himself and then, like, make it my cover picture or whatever, and like, he is the goofiest fucking goofball that ever.
You like sat
goofed.
Down and looked at Glenn Beck's face before, dude.
Like for hours. Like, he is.
Are we borderline obsessing here?
I don't know. That's a good question. I do listen to it. I'm not as bad as Paul. Paul, like, actually, our friend Chris Paul, who's my co-host of the Ad Hominem Attack show, he actually he'll download the podcast and then, like, listen to it. I was like, listen, dude, like, I'll listen to it if I'm in the car. I don't go out of my way to fucking listen to it. But it's getting there. It's a little close. I monitor, like, I'll Google him probably like once a once a week and see the news like stories.
Once a day?
Not once a day. Once a week or whatever. And
like, what's
like,
Glenn Beck up to this week?
Yeah. I'm just hoping that one day it's just cancer.
Slow.
I hate him so much.
Has he become like just this is the one person I can focus on where it's okay to hate the entire conservative movement because this guy is such a prick?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So, you know,
he's such a prude too. Like, that's the thing. Like, Sean Hannity, like, I can with confidence probably say that Sean Hannity has had sex at least one time. I can't say that with Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck has, though. He has four kids, two different women.
I know one's adopted.
I have no doubt in my mind that Glenn Beck, if he has had sex,
he might have jerked off into a cup and then, like,
it was just like any woman in her right mind is like, he's not fucking me.
Yeah, it's like in Demolition Man where they have to, like, filter the their semen or whatever. It's
That's
like,
a good pull.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a very good pull.
If three shells.
So, also in Demolition Man, they have sex by having virtual reality sex.
I think he would be too pious for that. I don't think he's touched his penis other than to like
take a piss.
I don't even think to take a piss. I think he's like at the urinal. He pulls his khakis all the way down.
Then
his
the magic underwear.
Pants. Yep. Then the magic underwear, and then he just like a 4-year-old just like puts his little abdomen forward and puts his hands on the back of his ass. Like, he's the fucking worst.
Yeah.
I have a question about Glenn Beck. If you're preaching all this doom and gloom and like how you know the world's gonna end because God told you so, then what's the fucking point in endorsing any candidate?
I don't know. That's the other thing too. He endorsed Ted Cruz and it ruined him, and it's so great.
That is wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. The problem that I have with the whole like the apocalypse is coming, does it help you to fix things? Because you're selling the apocalypse to people, and if it doesn't happen, what next?
Well, that's probably
religion's been doing that for fucking,
that's true,
6,000 years.
But that's probably the reason also, combined with like his non-Trump endorsement, and like he's been saying the same shit over and over again. It's like people, even the dumbest people, are like, you know,
yeah,
give me blue balls here with your fucking apocalypse talk. But it's not even that. It's like, you know, like we say apocalypse or whatever, you know. But like even the stuff going back to like when he was on Fox and he's like saying shit about the Obama administration. You know, like if Obama is a Nazi, they're saying that, then the people, your audience, are justifiable in taking up arms against the government, right? If our government is as murderous and as treasonous as you're saying that it is, then when somebody calls in or says, like, I think we should have a revolution, you're like, oh, no, don't go that far. It's like, that's what you've been fucking saying for 10 years. What are you talking about? Don't go that far.
Yeah. So what do you do instead? What do you do instead of taking up arms? You're confronted with the end of society as we know it. The answer is buying the seeds, buying the gold, and just waiting for all the shit to blow over.
Yeah.
So you're sitting there comfortable knowing in your head that you're ready for when the race war starts.
Oh, absolutely. And also, the other thing, he has a line of clothing, 1791 clothing for the chaste
Are you serious?
Woman, I swear to God. It's on it. He sells selvedge jeans for $250 a pair. Who wouldn't want a 250 pair?
How Puritan of him.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Fucking asshole.
What's the label on it? Is it his name or is it?
Yeah, I think in very small print.
That's like it's the white people equivalent to Kanye selling white t-shirts for like $300.
Yeah.
That's like the absolute same exact thing.
You know, some of the damage that Glenn has might be some of the same damage that Kanye has, though, in that they believe too much of their own hype, and that makes people resent them.
I suppose.
Yeah.
At least Kanye's entertaining.
That's true. His clothing line should be called Fubois. I was trying to think of that for like a minute.
That's
like,
good. That's good, though.
So is part of Glenn Beck's appeal, though, that he's been pushed out of the traditional right-wing areas like Fox News and like morning radio?
I don't his appeal to who? To, like, his
audience?
To
his audience, because, you know, people obviously still love this man to the point where they're going to listen during the lunch hour when...
Do they, though? I don't think that they... Like, okay, if you break down the numbers, right? Like, okay. I've heard stats that it's the third most listened to radio show in the country behind Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, which it might, may or may not be true. Say that's true, okay? That means he's probably pulling in 10 million people syndicated on probably 200 some stations right. across country, right? So 10 million people, right?
Tune in.
Of that, who are the diehard Glenn Beck fans? Let's be generous and say half, right? Okay. So of that half that like are how many people give him money? Let's say half of that. So now we're at 2 million out of 320 million people, right? Right. Spread out across however big the United States are. How many people, I mean, that's all you need. You know, that's like a half of a percent of the population. But that's all you really need in the, he, you know, he got in the terrestrial radio model when the getting was good in the early, late 90s, early 2000s. And he has a relationship with these people now that like, yeah, okay, we'll sell ads every now and again. That's all. So it's a very small percentage of people, I think, that like actually give a shit what he fucking says.
But it's there.
But it's there, yeah.
And they tend to agree with him more than they would tend to agree with anything on NPR.
Sure, absolutely.
I have a question. Who do you think Glenn Beck's favorite band is?
Oh, I know for a fact he was big into Muse.
Really?
Yes. And then I guess he like it was like his intro for a couple years, and then Muse sued him. And said, like, fuck you.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, that's not Muse's target audience.
No, can't imagine that it would be.
I mean, you know, I get that you're sitting on the couch listening to Muse and you'd be taken away to Space Jesus.
You know? You can see the correlation?
Yeah.
All right.
You know, I think he needs to go harder into the Rush if he really wants to be taken away into the stratosphere. So, you know, yeah, Glenn Beck is proggy. I can see that. He's nerdy enough.
But I think that he's just like a fake nerd.
Yeah, but he's not our kind of nerd.
Yeah.
He's a doofus.
Exactly.
A doofus.
He's just a kid that grew up and nobody fucking liked him. And like he had that fucking like ego drive. Like, all right, nobody's going to be my friend. I'm just going to be a fucking cock to everybody. And you know what? Cocks succeed in this fucking country.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. It's how you get ahead is having a bulbous purple head.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, good for you. You know,
just a head and balls. Yeah.
no shaft. No. And you know, occasionally somebody will spit on you and it's good for you.
I bet his dick looks like a pimple on a basset hound.
More than likely. You know, we always make this assumption that you know, the people that are built this way have tiny dicks, and that's why it's going to horrify everyone when all of a sudden Glenn Beck's hog comes out and it's just down past.
Like, what do you fuckers think now?
Yeah. It's too big to fit into anything. That's why he has no love for women.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I just think that if you have, like, a big cock, then why are you so mad at everything all the time?
Right. At least I have a fucking reason.
I don't know.
It can't just be that, though. It can't just be, like, the root of all your problems is the fact that you've got this undersized dong that you got laughed at for in the locker room. There's got to be something else there. Maybe his parents didn't like him.
Well, nobody liked him.
Yeah.
You know, why would you like somebody like that? And, you know, it's weird that he comes out of Seattle with this insane conservative message.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So I don't know what it is about him. Like, what's the root of Glenn's problems? And I think he got robbed by a black guy when he was a kid.
I mean, as good as theory as any.
It's got to be it, you know. Because all this, you know, conservative talk radio tends to be geared at the people that are terrified of driving through the hood. Like, yeah. Windows up, windows locked.
Well, I mean, and on top of that, I mean, if you think about it, dude's like 52. He's like my parents' age. Yeah. I mean, they grew up in the Reagan era, you know, yeah. like, and so many people bought into that bullshit. And, like, he's, like, carried that through into his career 30 years later.
Do you think he endorsed Hillary Clinton because he likes the idea of super predators?
Here's the thing. Well, yes. I watched that Vice thing that he was on. Like, and first of all, I was fucking, like, so incensed that, like, you're going to have Glenn Beck on Vice and, like, nobody's going to fucking ask him, hey, remember when you called Obama a fucking racist, you fucking racist?
Right.
But it was like, oh, he's a man without a party. It's like, no, fuck yourself. Like, hey, why is he on? And he didn't really say that. He just said, well, yes, it's unconscionable to voting for Donald Trump, so it might be okay to vote for Hillary. And they're like, would you vote for Hillary? He's like, absolutely not. I wouldn't do that. And it's like, well, okay, then go fucking.
That's not much of an endorsement, yeah. I guess.
Just like, I don't know, die in a fucking fire. I hate that guy so much.
Is it then? I think we've established that it's more than just the fact that he's another conservative nut job on the radio. There are so many. Yeah. Every town has their own little version.
Several,
of him.
Yes.
And, you know, we've got Mike Trivisano, who's the... My hatred of Mike Trivisano is more the fact that he thinks he's really good at radio and only has to talk for 3 minutes an hour.
If that.
So.
And he still has a fucking mullet.
He looks like an old lesbian. I know it's an old joke.
Glenn Beck's
like,
dick looks like Mike Trivisano.
That's exactly it.
That's yeah. why he's mad at the fucking world.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like Mike Trivisano. It's encased in fat. And
it has a mullet.
Yeah. Glenn Beck doesn't do any manscaping. That's not godly.
Oh, absolutely not.
It's not godly.
All natural, baby.
You know, maybe he does have a tiny dick. Maybe it's hidden amongst the hair.
And it's all bright white, like his the hair on his head.
How awesome would it be for like him to come out and be like, yeah, my whole life I thought I was a woman, and that's why.
I was waiting. For years, I was waiting for the other shoe to drop. It's like, this guy is like has burned so many people. There's yeah. got to be something salacious in his personal life.
What a good word.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, something that will come out, like some sort of sex scandal. No, I just think he really is like a virgin. Like, he doesn't do anything weird. Like, he does not have
Ryan
like
DePerna's
asexual.
Campaign is your whole thing is going to be we need to get this guy laid.
Yeah. Get Glenn Beck laid.
That's your platform.
Yeah. Who out there will fuck Glenn Beck?
Oh, that's a tall order. Yeah.
I know hookers that wouldn't fuck Glenn Beck.
Yeah.
What would it take to get a lady to reach into those magic underpants and bring that man to fruition?
Just pull out that Mike Trivisano.
What are you doing? Mike, shh.
It's going to be okay, Mike.
God, that'd be so funny.
You and I have gone back and forth with Mike Trivisano on Twitter. Not him, but
yeah,
like one of his like interns.
His staffer, which I still stand by. The point that if your biggest move is to big time somebody over the internet, then like we're available to take that job.
That's true. Oh, good health care. It's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. I have health care too, but it doesn't make a damn bit of difference because I'm terrified of the medical profession.
Why is that always too? Like, oh, we're probably in your mom's basement. It's like, yeah, because I'm smart and I ain't paying rent, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing anymore. That's kind of, you know, we our parents love us, so they want to take care of us. They didn't throw us out of the house.
Yeah, sorry.
Mom's basement.
Sorry, Glenn Beck. My mom didn't die when I was a kid, so fuck you.
My mom didn't kill myself to get away from my fucking virgin ass.
It is very disheartening to be the parent of a young virile man that doesn't get laid. I know this because I watched my mother struggle with me. She, like, was buying books on how to raise a gay son when I was a teenager. Because we're Unitarians, so it was like, oh, like, you know, maybe this is what's going on. And, you know, it wasn't that. It was I was fat. That's it. Like, fat guys don't get laid in high school unless they're on the football team and they have to. it's just what it is. And I was shitty at football, so I didn't get laid until somebody thought, you know, I looked enough like Marilyn Manson to give it a go.
And you had to wait a real long time until Marilyn Manson's liver shut down.
I met the girl I lost my virginity to at a Manson concert. We didn't meet. She like saw that I was there and was like, okay, that's my end to talk to this guy.
Gonna fuck that guy.
Yeah, which is like, it's a terrible decision to fuck me.
Nobody's ever said that about Glenn Beck. I'm gonna fuck that guy.
No, not a one.
I mean, man, radio people are weird though. Like radio fans. Somebody out there has got to be like flicking the bean to Glenn Beck.
No way. No way.
There's nothing erotic about him at all.
There's not a...
There's nothing erotic about Howard Stern, but somebody flicked the bean to him.
Oh, no, no. I mean, Howard, if you talk about sex on the radio, like, people are going to associate that with you.
Fair enough. And fair enough.
Come on. Show me your boobs. Come on. Come on.
I wouldn't fuck Howard Stern is all I was... Guess what I was trying to say.
That's because you hate Jews.
I am not the Nazi.
Or birds.
I remember. That I can get behind.
All right, yeah.
I remember that Animaniacs where he was a pelican.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, and are you the only person out there that's really, like, on, like, hates Glenn Beck and pays attention to him? Because it doesn't seem like he gets lampooned that much.
Not anymore, but he did back in, like, 2010, 11. 9, yeah. 10, 11.
When he had a television show?
Yeah,
is that what
pretty
did
much.
It?
Yeah, he's just been off TV for so long that nobody really remembers him. But
so what's it going to take for him to fade away into the nothing that he is?
Death. The sweet,
I was
going to
say, how does nothing fade into nothing? And his name sucks, too.
Glenn Beck.
Yeah. What is that? How's that a name? That's not a name.
I don't like trust anyone with two syllables.
That's it. That's all you got. He probably removed his Roman Catholic middle name.
Oh, I'm sure. That's his chaste Mormon name.
So you don't trust Chris Paul?
No, I don't.
All right, well, Ryan, I think your hatred is justified, and I'd like to thank you for being on the program.
Oh, well, thanks for having me, boys. It's been great.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's something else you hate that we can talk about down the road.
Oh, absolutely. I'm full of, like, seething, no outlet for it hatred.
Yeah.
Before we go, I need to thank Lousy Weather Media for hosting us. You can check out everything they do at lousyweathermedia.com. They have lots of podcasts. My favorite is the Chris Klemm Cavs Cast because I am gay for Chris Klemm.
Hell yeah, Klemm.
And of course, our the artist who designed our logo. Despite the fact that art students was the first thing we hated, we use an art student, Sam Holmes. You can check her out on the Instagram at Sam Holmes. Holmes, like a broken home where Glenn Beck had to have come from. Not Holmes as in how you would greet a black person.
Or a Latino.
Or
let's
a Latino.
Let's not.
Or Johnny.
Also thanks to Pete at Milky Way Recordings. He produces all this for us. He's the best. And we'll be back again next week with more stuff you hate.
There is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care.